you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a publican. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Muhammad Ali, he had just won another boxing title, and he said, you know, it's hard when you're great and famous like me, it's very hard to be humble. And so he was traveling by air, and the stewardess came along and she noticed they were about to take off and he hadn't his seatbelt fastened. And she said, sir, please, can you fasten your seatbelt? And he said to the stewardess, Superman doesn't need a seatbelt. And she very quickly responded, Superman doesn't need an airplane. So please, sir, can you fasten your seatbelt and not be silly? No. So that's a bit like the Pharisee, isn't it, in the Gospel today? We used to have a phrase in Ireland, you know, that if you knew somebody like the Pharisee, or you'd say about him or her, he's full of himself. Full of himself. We've got many examples of people like that nowadays, not mentioning anybody in particular. People who are very narcissistic, you know, everything, I'm wonderful. Nobody can do anything like me. And, you know, if as we live, if our kind of definition of ourselves depend on what we do, if we define ourselves by what we do and what we have and by what people think of us, well then we're going to have to be very judgmental and opinionated and evaluating everything and condemning people and judging people. Now don't dismiss the Pharisee and the publican for a minute. And put yourself, because you've heard this gospel many times before, don't put yourself, well, thank God I'm not like the Pharisee. Now hold on, 1 minute. Because I think if we honestly look at ourselves, there's a bit of the Pharisee in all of us, huh? I really think there is. We all feel at times self-righteous, and we feel, be honest, do you feel you're kind of better than most people out there because you come to Mass every Sunday, or maybe you come to Mass on a weekday because you say some prayers? Don't you feel kind of at times maybe a little smug, huh? And a little maybe self-satisfied? I'm doing okay, thank you, Lord. I'm doing okay, thank you, Lord. Well, we really got to look in deep into our hearts. And in every one of us, there's a light side and a shadow side. That is very, very true. And we're neither one nor the other. There's a lovely story told about, some of you will have heard of the of Cardinal Hume. He was the Cardinal Archbishop of Westminster before, or the present Cardinal there. And he was suffering from cancer. And he knew he was dying, and he didn't have long to live. And he asked a friend of his if he would preach the eulogy or the homily at his funeral. And he said, I'd like to, for the gospel reading, I'd like to choose the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. Now, in my 56 years, I've never heard anybody wanting that particular reading from the gospel at a funeral, nor have I ever suggested that to anyone. And talking with Clem the other day, he had the same feeling. And so his friend said to Cardinal Hume, why are you choosing that parable, the Pharisee and the publican? I've never heard of that being used at a funeral. And Cardinal Hume, in reply, said, well, he said, I'd rather appear before the Lord and instead of saying I was the Cardinal Archbishop of Westminster and I dedicated my life to you, I'd much be happier saying to the Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And that showed, you know, the absolute humility of the man. I was fortunate to meet him a number of times, and he was such a lovely, gentle, humble man. You know, it made me think, I wouldn't mind having that reading of the gospel for myself. I was just thinking the other day, was out walking, and I thought, you know, if God didn't love me, I wouldn't have a hope in hell. And I think most of us could say that about ourselves. Because I have nothing that I could be proud about or boast about, or anything I have is a gift from God. So, you know, I have to admit that everything I have is totally a gift from God. And when you realize that, you're free. I think you're free. It sets you free from having to judge everybody and find faults in people. You know, what does that say about you or about me if we have to be judging people all the time and finding faults in them? It's like the man. He met his priest and he said, Father, you may notice, he said, I very rarely attend your church. I go to another church. And the priest said, yeah, he said, yes, he said, I have noticed you're never really here in your own parish. Well, he said, the reason, Father, is that I find your church is full of hypocrites. And the priest smiled at him and said, well, one more won't make any difference. So you know, it's very true, isn't it? You know, we've all got to look into our own hearts. And I do, it's a little prayer I say many times every day. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Because that's what I really am. And Pope Francis, he was being interviewed, and the interviewer said to him, "Who are you? How would you describe yourself?" And Pope Francis paused, and he looked at him. He said, "I am a sinner." That was the Pope. Well, if that's the Pope, what chance have I? No, so that's, you know, that's lovely to hear the Pope saying that, really is. And we can all be very hypocritical at times. There's another story about an old farmer goes into his local parish, and he goes into the office, and he's met by the receptionist, and he said, "I'd like to see the head pig at the trough, the head hog at the trough." So the receptionist looked at him with a very cold kind of look and said, "Well, sir, if you mean the pastor or the priest in charge here, we don't normally refer to them as the head hog. But she said, we respectfully call them father or pastor." Well, he said, "I don't mind what you call them, but I want to make a donation of $25,000 to the church." And the receptionist immediately said, "Oh dear, just sit for a moment and I'll get the little fat pig for you." Well, you see how we can all be. Yeah. I tell you, if you keep, I'd love you to remember the publican, the tax collector in the gospel today. He was a man that was despised and rejected by most people because he was working for the Romans, and he came in and we're told he went out much more satisfied. And I'd love you to remember him, and from now on, as you work and as you go about whatever you do, as you're out there walking or driving, just say, as often as you think of it, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." Beautiful prayer. If you never said another prayer, that would be enough. "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." Then let's